It certainly is, and Josh Ward is now a Hawthorn football player after being recruited with pick number 7 in the NAB AFL draft on a Wednesday night. I'm sure he's pretty pleased about that because he's taken as a lifelong Hawks fan. He joins us on the line this morning. Josh, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Now, you've had a bit of time to absorb all this in the last 48 hours or so. How are you feeling on the Friday after the Wednesday night action?
Feeling good. I feel like it's all sort of sinking in now. It was pretty overwhelming at first, but I sort of had a bit of time at home yesterday just to adjust to it all and, appreciate the fact that I'm an AFL player now, so it's pretty awesome feeling.
What were you expecting Wednesday night? In your head, what did you think would happen?
I honestly had no idea. I mean, speaking to my manager, Tom, I sort of had, he'd sort of mentioned a few clubs' names sort of around that pick 7 to maybe 10 mark, but or 5 to 10 before the father-son bids. And, didn't know anything further than that. So, I was very happy to have my name called out.
I think, Josh, one of the real talking points of you has not just been your football ability, but the fact that you were a Hawthorn fan or are a Hawthorn fan. Your family's got such great links to the Hawks. How much more special is that for you and for the family, the fact that you can actually play for the team you barrack for?
Yeah, it's pretty special. I mean, I would have been very, very grateful to go to any AFL club, but for it to be Hawthorn is pretty unbelievable. And, it definitely means that little bit more to me, I think. Sort of having grown up in such a successful era with all the history and success, very, very motivated to do whatever I can to try and bring back some more silverware, I guess.
Now, I know that your great-grandfather, his name was Alex Lee, and I think he wore number 14 and number 28. But what number did you wear growing up as a Hawthorn supporter on your back?
So for me, it was number three early on, which was Jordan Lewis back when I was wearing that, and then when I was about 14, I think switched to 15, which was obviously Hodgie. So I was always very, very happy to wear those two numbers.
Josh, so the motivation obviously for the last couple of years is to be drafted, and now that's happened. But through the past couple of years, it's been really tricky for you guys. You haven't played a lot of football. It's been really stop-start. How have you motivated yourself through those times when you have felt flat?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I've been asked that a few times, but honestly, I didn't find it very difficult to motivate myself at all because I sort of knew that footy was what I wanted to do, but it really helped having a good mate in Ned Long to train with sort of throughout the whole of the COVID period, which meant that, you know, I didn't have any excuses not to train, and so I was just able to sort of consistently run 3 times a week and gym as well, because I knew that the sessions would be enjoyable to have someone else there with me, and we were both pretty set on the end goal, I guess. So motivation never really wavered for us and me.
Now the moment's happened and it's had time to sink in. It's been over 24 hours, obviously, since you've been drafted. Have you had time to think about what's next? How the next couple of months look for you? Because I know with a lot of draftees, they go to a club and they're a little bit starstruck, and they probably waste parts of their preseason. Have you thought about already what you want to work on, what type of player you want to be, questions that you want to ask particular senior players?
I think so. I feel like the second part of that 24 hours, I've sort of been more focusing on what I need to do now in the club already today. So that's been great to get started straight away, and sort of meant I've had to focus on what's right in front of me and what I need to do to get better. So I'm definitely focused on the next few months and just getting stuck into pre-season and trying to learn as much as I can straight away from all my teammates.
Another successful product of the Northern Knights environment in the NAB League. All the greats come out of there. Josh, what are your strengths? What, if Hawthorn supporters are listening, what should they be looking forward to seeing you do in 2022?
I think I'm a pretty reliable player, but also someone that can be creative as well. So I think my ball use by hand and foot's pretty trustworthy, and I think I've always been someone that my teammates can rely on to dispose of the ball well. But as well as that, I think I read the game quite well and can make the right decisions. So I can be quite a good creative option going forward. And apart from that, just I'll work hard around the ground all day and run back in support and run forward as well to try and launch some attacking opportunities.
Well, sounds like you'd be running all day, which is pretty much the modern game, and you're pretty capable of that. I've been given some information here, Josh, that your 2K time trial was 5 minutes 57. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
My hat.
I couldn't drive that fast. Okay.
Is that the fastest at the combine?
No, there was another guy that smashed me. I think he ran about 5:48 or something. But
well, clearly, drug induced.
Running has always been a strength, and I really wanted to do well at the 2K, so I was pretty happy with that time.
Well, that's outrageously fast for 2K, 5:57. The Hawks fans will enjoy seeing you run up and down with that. And just before we let you go, are you pleased when you looked at Campbell Chesser and his jumper that the West Coast had provided him? Were you pleased that Hawthorn brought a couple of sizes? Maybe you got the one that fits you a bit better than his?
Yeah, I was lucky. They almost went the other direction with me and gave me a one that was way too small. So I sat on and could barely get it off. But yeah, I was lucky they had a one size up that I could wear. But yeah, no, they've looked after me very well so far.
Well, I'm sure they'll do that for many, many years, hopefully for Hawthorn fans' sake, and you'll look after them on the back of it. Congratulations, young man, on finding your way to the Hawks, and we look forward to seeing how you go in 2022, but for many years to come.
Thanks for having me, guys.